Too Close, written by Gail Curtis and read by Imogen Church. The green suitcase resting on the purlin swirled around in Cecilia's mind as though it had turned to liquid and was curling its way around a basin towards the plug hole. It moved from one side of her mind to the other as she tried to hold on to it, but it was too late. She'd woken up, and the dream was becoming nothing but a blur. She'd dreamt about the green suitcase on the purlin on many occasions, but this time it felt different. This vision was clearer somehow, evocative of a distant memory. She knew the suitcase had been her mother's, but she'd never discovered what it contained, and these thoughts had haunted her ever since. Waking up now, the dream becoming an unreachable memory as it wisped its way up to the high ceiling and burst on the Victorian cornice, she thought she heard movement coming from the other bedrooms. Climbing from her warm bed, she tiptoed down the corridor to peer quietly into the room next to hers, but all was still as she'd expected. The house was motionless and quiet, empty, lacking the vibrancy and warmth it had once held within its walls. Back in bed, Cecilia drifted off fairly quickly, but soon found her mind returning to the green suitcase on the purlin. She was sitting in front of it, legs swinging like a gymnast on a beam. On the other side of the suitcase sat her brother, Sebastian, one leg bent up to his chest and the other swinging in time with hers. He stared at her, leant forward and tipped the case from its wooden rest, and that's when she woke again, heart pounding in her chest, sweat forming on her brow. The uneasy feeling continued when she reached for her glass of water on the bedside table and saw her daughter, Caroline, standing by her bed. It was dark, apart from a glimmer from the open window, but she could make out the shape of her tiny frame.
"You startled me. What's the matter?" she said in a loud whisper.
"Come with me. I want to show you something."
"It's late. Go back to bed."
Cecilia pulled back the quilt, preparing to get out of bed so she could march Caroline back to her room.
"I need to show you something first,"
Caroline said as she grabbed Cecilia's wrist before she'd even had a chance to stand up.
"You're so cold. How long have you been out of bed?" asked Cecilia.
She followed Caroline out of the bedroom and was led to the top of the wide staircase by the small, determined child.
"Cold hands, warm heart,"
Caroline whispered to Cecilia. "Where did you hear that?"
"Come on now. This is silly. Get back into bed,"